forget how I get nervous at these two. He did very well for just playing a few months, and he's just taken off, and it's hard for me to keep him in books. Next, we're going to have Molly. Molly is first year this year, too, at piano. Her name is Molly Huffel, and she's playing All Cooped Up.
Thank you.
preparing Rachel to go on to Shiloh and our harp teacher. And so she's preparing to go on to pedal harp someday. So that was her first time ever. Well, she has practiced on the pedal, but that was her first time performing on it. And she has gained incredible speed, as you're going to hear on this next song called Little Fountain. Thank you. one of the most difficult places to play for her with any kind of confidence, just because this is where her friends are and this is where she socializes. So anyway, you did good. And like I said, it's a wonderful experience. Encourage your children, your grandchildren, to play for people anytime and every chance that they get. And Rachel and I and Shadow are going to play one last little number, just for fun. I don't know if any of you have not seen the difference that there is in harps before, but Rachel's and mine are lever harps, and we have to control what key we're playing in by a lever for every string. So these are called sharping levers, and in order to play in any flats, we have to think it out ahead of time and have it tuned a certain way. Though you have to keep it in that particular way of tuning, or you will break your strings, which are expensive. For us, the bigger strings are probably about $13 a string for the bass ones, whereas on the pedal they're about $30. And Shiloh, as you noticed, her bare feet flying, she controls hers with her feet. That's why it's called the pedal harp. So this is a Jewish number called Hava Nagila.